We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around 10 lines from the top, Toshima. We more had a shayla, it said in the Mishnah, that lo yitain ach yigroi fo ach yitain es ha'efer, that if you're using eitzim, using firewood, you should not put something on the fire on Shabbos until you take out the coals, or you put ashes on top of the coals. And in Machlokes lo yitain, doesn't mean on Shabbos, which means chazara. You take it off on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos. Does that what the Mishnah means by saying lo yitain? And that means that du chazara, you need gara for katum. But for shehiya, that means before Shabbos, to leave it on the fire, you would not need gara for katum. Or lo yitain means even before Shabbos, you cannot put anything on the fire without doing gara for katum. That was the two ways to learn the Mishnah. And the Machlokes really was, the shaila really is, if we hold like Chananya, Chananya holds that if something's cooked already partially, you're allowed to leave it on Shabbos to cook the rest, even without Gar Fakatim, just to make it like our language without a blech. And according to Rabbanon, you need a blech. Until it's getting bad, you need a blech if you put it on before Shabbos. And that's a shaila. Does Loyitain mean like the Rabbanon, that you need to put on a blech before Shabbos already? Or it just means for Chazara, that you need the Gara Fakatim, and that's like Chananya. That was the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara is trying to attempt to bring a Raya to this Shaila. Toshima, Dr. Gemara Toshima. Let's try to bring a Raya from a Memra. Omrav Chelbi, Omrav Chama, Ben Gurya, Omrav. Loi Shanu, this heter in our Mishnah, Loi Shanu, Ella Al Gaba. Only if you put it on top of the Kira. Avla Soicha, if you put it into the Kira, which is much closer to the flame, Aser, it's Aser. See, Amrit Bishlam Lahachzer Tanan. If you learn that the Mishnah Yitain means Lahachzer, and therefore Lefida Chasuri Mechzera, the Mishnah is saying that it's mutter to do Shehiya even without Gar for Katum. So then, Haynu Dushani Ben Toicha LeAl Gava. If you learn Lahachzer Tanan, and therefore there's a diak in the Mishnah's Mashma that do Shehiya, you don't need Gar for Katum. On that, Rav Chelboy is saying that only if you put it on top, but if you put it inside the Kira, then you without Gara Fakatim, it's also, because it's too close to the coals. It's too close. But Eli Amr's Lishay's Tam, if you're learning Lo Yishay's Tanan, and it says you can't be Shia without Gara Fakatim, that was saying that you can't put it inside, Mali Taicha Mali Agaba, why wouldn't you be able to put it inside? I took away the coals. I put ashes on the coals. I took care of the coals. So why wouldn't I be able to put the pot even inside the Kira? I did Gara Fakatim. What's the problem? Zakhta Gemara, no, Misavis of Chalba Reshikai, you think it's going on back on Loyitain? It's not going on that. Asefikai, it's going on the Din of Chazara at the end of the Mishnah. Asefikai, Vesilo Imam Afach Zirim, Vesilo says, I do Chazara on Shabbos, Omrav Chalbi, Omrav Chalm, Bargur, Yamarav, Loyshonu El Gaba. You only let I do Chazara on top of a Kira. Avalatoicha, inside the Kira, it's Aser, and even with Gara Fakatim, you wouldn't be able to do Chazara Toicha. Why not? Because that's Mechzikim Avashal. When you put it too close to the fire inside, then the halacha is that even if you do Gara Fakatim, that would be Aser to do, because that looks like you're being Avashal on Shabbos. And that's a big, either it's a Mechzikim Avashal or it's a bigger Chshash, Legavi Shem Yechata. But upon him, it's going on the Seifa of the Mishnah of Chazar. So that wasn't a raya. We couldn't bring a raya if our Mishnah means loyite means regarding Shia or regarding Chazara, because we have a way to explain Rav Chelboy. Toshima, I'll start bringing another raya. Beis kirei samatimais. You have two kirois, these two ovens or stoves sitting next to each other, and you're putting pots on top of both of them. Echas grof v'ktuma. One is gara v'ktuma. One has the coals taken out or put ashes on top of it. Va'achas she'ena grof v'ktuma. One doesn't have gara v'ktuma. Zok the Bryce, what's the halacha? Mashin, you'll do shehiya. Here's this klar shehiya. Mashin agave grufa v'ketuma. You'll do shehiya on the one that has gara v'ketuma, which means you took care of the coals. You put a blech on, basically. You'll do shehiya on the one that you have the blech. V'ein mashin al she'enoi grufa v'ein ketuma. You can't do shehiya on the other one because that's not gara v'ketuma. Clearly over here, ready to see right away at the beginning over here, we're saying shehiya is Osir on someone's not Gara Fakatim. Umahi Mashin, and what are you allowed to do Shia with? Even with Gara Fakatim. Like we're going back, we said Mashin, I got a group of Tumah, V'ein Mashin, V'ein group of Tumah. Umahi Mashin, on the one you're doing Gara Fakatim, that's Gara Fakatim, what are you allowed to do? Which type of food are you allowed to do Shia with? Beishami Oimrim V'loi Klum, you can't do anything. He says he can't even with garlic cotton, he can't do shia. Hot water of like tafshel. Hot water, but not any tafshel. Okar, if you took it off on Shabbos, everyone holds you can't do chazara. Divri Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir. New shita Rav Meir is very, very machmir. Divri Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Aimer. No. Beishami Aimerim. That you're allowed to do shia with gar for katam. How? Chamin by where? By what type of food? By chamin, by hot water, of loy tafshel, not by a food, because a food is moshe michata, like we said in the Mishnah. Ubisalarim chamin v'tafshel, allowed to do both. And regarding chazara, b'shami aymerim neitlim v'avloy machzirim, you could take off on Shabbos, you can't put it back. Ubisalarim af machzirim, it still says you could also return it, you could do chazara on Shabbos. Ad kan this braisa. We have our mayor, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda sounds eerily similar to our Mishnah, but it's talking about Shia, it sounds like. And Rabbi Meir is not like our Mishnah. For Shona. So, if you learn our Mishnah saying that Shehiya needs gar for katum, and that we have a Mechlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if Chamin, Veloy Tafsol, Chamin Vetafsol. So, it's very Gishmak. Mastisin money, Rabbi Yehudi. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. If we're talking about Shehiya, going like Rabbi Yehuda. Eli Amish Lahach Zitnan, but if our Mishnah is Lahach Zitnan, and our Mishnah is saying a diak, that Shehiya is mutter without any gar for katum. Shehiya is mutter legamri, even without any gar for katum. Shehiya is mutter. So money, loy Rabbi Yehuda, but loy Rabbi Meir. Money, loy Rabbi Yehuda, but loy Rabbi Meir. Comes out, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is not like either one. Our Mishnah is not, it won't be like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir. Why? Gemara explains. E Rabbi Meir, if it's going according to Rabbi Meir, Kasha lebei Shammai bechado, lebei Silo betarti. Because if you hold the Hachzatan, it means that Shehiya is mutter even without gar for katan. So it's obviously not Rav Meir, because it's Kasha lebei Shammai bechado, lebei Silo betarti. Why? Bei Shammai itchver, Bei Shammai said in our Mishnah, they allowed to be mashin chamin, even without garf. And here we're saying, Rav Meir says that even with garf, you can't do anything. I'm kolshkein in a garf. So according to Beis Shammai, the chamin doesn't stim. Because our Mishnah says chamin's good even without garuf if you hold lahach zetran. And here it says even with garuf you can't do chamin. And Beis Hillel is kasha tarti. Why? Beis Hillel, if you're a mayor. Well, Beis Hillel v'tarti. Because Beis Hillel, first of all, our Mishnah says Beis Hillel, you could be shoya chamin v'tafshol, you could do shia chamin v'tafshol even without garuf. And here we're saying by garuf only chamin, not tafshol. And even more, by Gabi Chazara, and also in this Brice, it says that in the garf you can't do anything. And like Gabi Chazara, it's also Shver. Because Chazara, El Mishnah says you're allowed to do Machzirim, and Ramey says you can't do Machzirim. So for sure, Beis Hillel Shver if you're Ramey, and Beis Shammai also. Our Mishnah can't be Ramey. And E Rabbi Yehuda, so you say, oh, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, it's still Shver. Because Kasha Grufa Vaktuma. What Shver is, that it says over here, Grufa Vaktuma. Here it says in this Brice on Daf Lamed Zayin that you need Garf Vakata Vashia. And if you learn Lahach Zetanan, Shia does not need Gar Fakatam. Shia doesn't need with all the Kananya. So basically, the Mar's Kasha is if our Mishnah is talking about Chazara and as Diak, that Shia does not need Gar Fakatam, who is it like? It's not like Ramea, it's not like Yehuda, because both of them, like upon him, need Gar Fakatam for Shia. That's the short way to ask this question. So, the Gemara, Lo'ilamay Malach, Lahach Zetanan. Ba'etzim, I'll tell you, Lahach Zetanan is a Diak in our Mishnah that Shehiya is Mutta without Gar Fakatam. Aye, who's our Mishnah like? So Gemara, V'tani don's taka another tana. V'tani don savlok Rabbi Yehuda v'chada apolik v'chada. He argues on Rabbi Yehuda partway. Savlok Rabbi Yehuda v'chada b'chamim v'tavshol v'noitlum achzirim. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda at the setup of the Mishnah. The Beis Shammai still argue regarding tavshol. The Beis Shammai says chamim's mutter, not tavshol. Beis Hillel says both chamim and tavshol's mutter. And like Rabbi Machzirim also, Beis Shammai says not machzirim. Beis Hillel says yeah machzirim. So that's all the same like Rav Yehuda. It's one nafgamino. Pog lavachada. The Yotaran didon. Our Tana holds Savalishas Afish and a Gar of a Kotum. Our Mishnah holds Shia's Mutta without Gar of a Kotum. Rav Yehuda Sava, Belishas Nami, Gar of a Kotum in Eloy, Eloy. And Rav Yehuda holds that by Lishois, you need Gar of a Kotum, but you need Gar of a Kotum, and without Gar of a Kotum, it's also to do Shehiya. So that will be different to Huda on our Mishnah. So upon him, the Gemara ends off at a Pshitas. Who our Mishnah is like, what our Mishnah is saying? Is our Mishnah saying that Shehiya is mutter like Chananya and the whole tzairich of a blech is only for Chazara? Or our Mishnah is going to Rabbana and there's a tzairich for a blech even before Shabbos for Shehiya? And the Gemara is coming out with a Shaila and Omiyat Shem on Laman Zayin on my base. Now we'll learn halacha lemaisa about this. But now the Gemara goes to another Shaila. Till now we're talking about Shehiya Chazara. Shehiya means to leave something on the fire from before Shabbos. Chazara means putting it on Shabbos. There's another Shaila. What about Smicha? Am I allowed to put a pot near the fire, not on the fire, near the fire, or near the oven, to be exact, near the oven or near the stove on Shabbos, or before Shabbos? Abayalu. Mau lismach ba. Are you allowed to smicha? Toich of a gaba asr, on top or inside asr, lismach ba shabbadami, but smicha is mutta. Idim alayshna, or it's the same thing, smicha is the same thing, like inside or on top. Now, what's the shayla? So Tosis explains. The shayla is by a kira that's not a grufa, it's not garaf akatam. So if you hold like chananya, so it really is mutta even to put it on top. So you have to say it's talking about it was not my chaber in the soy. We're there, it's not my chaber in the soy, you're not allowed to do shahiyah. And the question is, could I do smicha? Also, you could say if you chananya, the shayla would be legabi chazara. Chazara needs garaf akatam. The question is, can I do smicha? Can I put something back close to it on Shabbos, gavi smicha, you know, because Chazar needs garaf akatum, can I do smicha? That's the way you learn in Chananya. In the Rabbanan hold, you always need a blech, even for Shehiya. So then the shayla is, here you don't have a blech, even if it's completely cooked, you need a blech for Shehiya, which means on top of the fire. And the question is, can I do smicha? That would be Gemara shayla. So the shayla is shayla fi Chananya, shayla fi Rabbanan, is smicha better than putting it on top of the fire? Smicha means next to the fire, is next to the fire better than on the fire? So let's see the Gemara trying to bring a raya. Tashma, shtei kiris hamatimos. You have two kiris. We had this brayta before. Two kiris next to each other. Achas grufa v'ktuma. One is garaf v'katum. Achas any grufa v'ktuma. So it says in the brayta before, ma'ashen agav grufa v'ktuma. You can do shi on the garaf v'katum. So the kasha is, it's good. This one's good, but it has smicha to something that's not garaf v'katum. V'af agav v'kasolak lehav lama idach. The ma'isa is getting heat from the one next to it that's not garaf akatum. And if smicha is aser, so good, this one is garaf akatum. Typically, it should be aser because it's next to a kira that's not garaf akatum. And the Gemara is not a raya because that's not called regular smicha. Dilma shani hasam, the kivan de midlaya shalot be'avira. Since it's on top of the other kira, that's not called smicha. Because there's a lot of ear in between. Smicha means where it's right next to the oven. But here, it's on a different oven. So it's not very close to this oven. It's in between. It's not close to it because there's ear in between. So it's not enough. It's not enough to be called smicha. It's not close enough to call it, because it's hanging in the ear. Usually smicha means you look, picture a oven and sitting on the floor next to the oven. That's called the shayla smicha. But here, it's suspended in the ear above a different kira. So it's not really getting enough heat from the kira, it's not garaf akatum, therefore it wouldn't be a raya to the shayla of smicha. So it's charming in our raya. Tashema, Adam Rav Safra, Am Rav Chia, Kitma, someone who put ashes on top of the fire to do garaf akatum, basically to make a blech, vinislapsom, and it blew up afterwards, even though you put the ash on it, went back up to normal. The halacha is, Rav Safra Machia says, Allah is, Saim Chilo, you'll add to Smicha, Makaim Malo, you'll add to Shehiya, and Noitlam and Machzir, you can take it off and put it back. Because why? Because Rav Chia holds that Kitma Mislavsta is still called a Gara Fakatim. And if we always allow to do Smicha, and you'll add to Shehiya, and you'll do Chazar. Now, it's Mashma, Shmamina, Lismechnami, Kitma in, like Kitma Loy. Only because I put on the ashes could I do Smicha. Just like the other two things, Shehiyah and Chazara, I need the ashes. Seems like Smicha also needs it. So what do you see from here? That Smicha has the same din as Shehiyah and Chazara, and you need Garaf Akatum. Because it says, Kitma is lap. So same Chalam Akaimla, only because I did Kitma. Reitimar Akasha Avil Tameich, if that's true, it says in this Memra, Noitlim Amanda, you can take it off and put it back. So you're telling me only I take it off if it has Garaf Akatum? Well, Tameich, Noitlim Amanda, the Katani Kitma in like Kitma Law, you always like to take something off a fire on Shabbos. What should be the problem? Ella, why did it say noitlim? El ton noitlim, shemachzirim. It said noitlim, and I can put it back. Hachinami, maybe it said ton soimchim, shemachimbin. It said soimchim, otu, shehiya. Freight, Dr. Mar, no, that doesn't make sense. Hachiyashta, hossam, I had to say noitlim, machzirim, machad makamu. Because the same place, the only way to make chazari, you have to take it off. It says you can take it off and put it back. So, if I didn't do noitlim, is lav dafka. But here, what do you have to say smichim for? Soimchim for him. Not tell you the halacha that Soimchim is the same halacha like Shehiyah that needs Garva Kotav. Why do you have to say Soimchim? Hachi hash to hosam noitlum achzir mechad makamu. Tana noitlum shem achzir. Melahacha Soimchim cha makamu and Makayim cha makamu. Two separate things. Okay, so it would sound like it came out that we really do have a raya that Smicha is on the same level as Shehiyah. Because it says, Dafka Kitmanah. But still, the Gemara has a shayla, I have a law. What's the halacha l'maisa? Because it's still not such a good raya. Because you could be doicha and say it's lav dafka. So, I have a law. So, the Gemara will come out that the raya the opposite way. I have a law. What's the halacha l'maisa? Toshima. Kira shesikua begefes veitzim. A kira that you warmed up with gefes, which means soilus from sesame seeds, or eitzim of wood. Soim from law. You can't do shia. Only if you have garaf akatam. Clearly, smicha is more kulodik than shihia. And the brides finish. Zof gacham shamu gacham that are flickering and going out. Or shnosna nourish a pishdan daka. Or you put on it like pieces of flax of linen. Harei kaktuma, just like katam. A kaponim ad kan is a raya. We see from here that smicha is more kuladik than garaf fakatum than shehiya, and you would not need garaf fakatum to do smicha. So it means before Shabbos, if you want to do smicha, that would be fine. It comes out from this gemara.